These demonstrators in Malawi are running out of patience with the government. They want President Lazarus Chakwera to do something about alleged corruption in his administration, rising unemployment and the high cost of living.
You know, in Malawi, everything is at a standstill. Nothing is working. People are suffering. No jobs, no business. Especially this time during the COVID period, we've been hit hard. So we are telling government to reduce some of the basic needs, the basic commodities like sugar, cooking oil, matches, soap.
Chakwera became president 2 years ago after he unseated former leader Peter Mutharika in an election rerun. He promised to turn around the ailing economy and create 1 million jobs. That has not happened. His government says it's working on resolving the economic crisis, but the coronavirus pandemic isn't making things easy.
Well, President Lazarus Makathe Chakwera is doing all he can to make sure that the Malawi economy is getting to where it's supposed to be. So it is not right to say that someone is mismanaging. I mean, what's the benefit for someone mismanaging an economy?
Some in the country agree.
The COVID is international. It's an international ailment which has affected governments all over the world. And I think most governments are suffering the way Malawi is suffering. I think that the expectation for the one organizing demos is short-sighted.
But people here say they are struggling and are tired of empty promises. They vow there will be more demonstrations in the coming weeks until their demands are met. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera.